Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
New Year, New Me. Ich glaube, das sagen viele Leute einfach so ein bisschen inflationär daher. Aber für Declan J. Donovan ist das Realität. Ich bin's, Vivi. Ihr hört eine neue Star-Talk-Folge. Und Declan war bei mir zu Gast. Wir haben darüber gesprochen, warum er auf einmal ein ganz anderer Mensch ist. Er ist am 1. Januar nach Berlin gezogen, hat seine Musik jetzt komplett umgeändert und ist jetzt ein absoluter Optimist. Das sind alles Themen, über die wir quatschen. Und es geht natürlich auch um seine neue Musik und seine neue Single vor allen Dingen, Hungry Heart. Also ganz viel Spaß beim Reinhören. How are you doing?
I'm good. Had a good weekend off, so
yeah,
some good sleep, which was nice.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Good sleep is so important.
So important, literally. It's my number one thing in the world is getting like 8 hours of sleep. So.
Same. 8 hours minimum.
Minimum, yeah. And then this weekend I probably slept, 10 hours a night, so I'm ready to go.
Nice, super awake. Perfectly. You're living in Berlin now.
Yeah.
Since January, right?
Since January, yeah. January the 1st was my official paying rent day.
Yeah.
So I've been, this is my going into my third month now of being a Berlin resident.
Yeah. What do you think so far?
I love it. I probably spent a lot of, probably half of last year here. And I never wanted to leave. So I was like, right, it makes sense to just make the move and
because I think in winter it's kind of depressing,
especially because I spent the whole of last summer here.
The summer is perfect.
Summer's the best.
I never go on vacation because Berlin in summer is
you don't need it's like 30 degrees every day about 4 months, so you don't need to.
But now, it's a bit shitty, but it's getting better.
Mm.
At least the sun is shining, right?
Exactly.
So how hard was it for you to find a flat here?
It was super easy because my girlfriend's had a flat for 3 years. And she was just like, right, we spend every day together anyway. So just move in with me.
Perfect.
So super easy. So
Because in general, it's hard.
I've heard everyone I know that's trying to get a flat. Doesn't get one. I got very lucky.
Nice. What's okay so far? I mean, you've spent a lot of time here in Berlin, as you said. What's the best and the worst thing about Berlin?
I think the best thing is like my kind of group of people in Berlin. Like it's not. I guess it's not really a Berlin thing. It's more a people thing. So
yeah,
but I think it was just like coming here as a musician, as a songwriter, and kind of finding everything that I've always wanted to find in music, I just found here. And I always felt like a bit of an outsider in London. And then when I came to Berlin, I was like, right, these people think the same way as me. We write the same kind of songs. And that was my number one selling point, I think, of Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's the worst thing about Berlin? I don't know. I think it's compared to London. I just love it so much. So I'm still trying to find the thing that I don't like about it. Probably, I don't know what it would be. It's got to be some sort of food thing because in the UK, there's so much that I love. But then I came here and started eating like more organically and better. And I lost about 50 pounds over the last 6 months.
Oh, wow.
So it's just like,
that's a lot.
Yeah, it was a lot of weight and like all of that. I think because I was just eating so much better. So that's the downside of it, of missing all the good food from back home, all the bad food from back home.
But like fast food.
All the fast food, I think where I grew up is a very big fast food culture. So coming here and not having that anymore is the worst and I guess best thing as well.
Yeah, okay, good one. Lately, Berlin was voted for the best spa city in Germany, actually. Yeah, I've read we have like 42 spas, 35 saunas, and 118 massage and yoga studios.
Oh.
What the hell? Like, people go outside of Berlin to have like a chill time, but you could stay here and just do your things.
Crazy. I've still never been to one. I've still never been to like a spa. I've never been to the gym in Berlin, so I need to try that out.
Yeah, you should try. There's a really good one. It's called Vabali.
Vabali, I've heard.
You heard that?
It's like the big music industry spa place.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, everyone I know seems to be going there whenever they need a little break.
Maybe not the best place because if I would imagine to meet some colleagues there.
That's the thing.
I would be like, oh no.
Yeah, it's like anytime my girlfriend mentions going there, I'm like, yeah, but we're going to see everyone.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to see people we know. And it's like.
Yeah, and you're naked.
Yeah, you're naked, just walking around being like, oh, that's what Deck looks like without his clothes on.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So I've read that like a few years ago, I think you said you couldn't imagine to move to another country.
Yeah.
I think you said it in one interview. I don't know, remember which one. But what changed your mind?
A lot, really.
Hmm?
Like I used to only want to be in the town that I grew up or very close to the town that I grew up because mm-hmm. I was just super close to my friends and my family. And then I did like a couple of years of like really intense like therapies and like just kind of like figured out why I was such a what's the word? Just a kind of like really homely person. I was like very just like mm-hmm. scared to be in a city and always surrounded by people and stuff. And then yeah, did a couple of years of like real intense therapy, figuring out like why my brain works the way it does and why I make certain decisions. And I just came out of it being so much more open, so much more free with everything. And now Berlin for me doesn't feel like that far away. It's mm-hmm. like it's a couple of hours on a flight and then I'm back home to see everyone. And I've really just made like a home here. So and yeah, I never made the move to London because it was just like the craziest city, too many people. And but yeah, Berlin just felt like that home away from home. And now mm-hmm. my home back home is my home away from home, which is crazy.
Yeah. But was it challenging for you, like when you moved or right before you moved?
No, it was.
No?
I think going home was always the hard thing. Like going back home to Essex was... that was the hard thing because mm-hmm. I'd be back there and I'd kind of like start, I don't know, I'd find it hard to like work, I'd find it hard to write songs and because the place that I love doing it is here. So mm-hmm. I think that was a hard thing. And then it just got to a point in probably September, October time where I was like, right, I can't imagine being anywhere else other than Berlin.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So your career started in, I think, the cutest way I've ever heard. Like, you sung for your brother at his wedding.
Yeah.
And my question for you is, who should sing at your wedding?
Oh.
What would be your wish?
I've got so many musician mates in Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd love, like, everyone to do my favorite song of theirs at my wedding would be nice.
Uh-huh.
Also, like, a little duet of me and my girlfriend. She becomes my wife. Hopefully one day she will.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be cool. And then like, yeah, like a little like some celebrity appearances would be cool.
Yeah. Which one, for example?
I don't know. I'd love, who would I love to perform at a wedding?
Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran would be nice.
And he's the perfect wedding singer,
yeah,
right?
I bet I'd have to have a few more big songs in order to afford Ed Sheeran, I think.
Yeah.
Or unless we become mates further down the line. My girlfriend's mum is a massive Zedo fan.
Really?
Like the biggest Zedo fan.
Like
in the
our
world.
Zedo.
Yeah, your Zedo. Yeah, because they're from Berlin, so she's like the biggest Zedo fan in the world, and she took me to my first Zedo concert.
Nice.
In November,
mm-hmm.
and so I got to see like my first proper like Deutschrap show.
How was it?
It was wild.
But did you understand some?
Not really. No, like barely. I was just standing there just like vibing out. And so that would be cool being like, right, welcome Zedo to the show. And
yeah.
That would be fun. So just like, yeah, like a very big mix of like the German side of everything and the English side of everything would be cool.
Yeah, sounds great. I know it's hard to put it in like a few sentences, but what... Can you describe how you changed as a person since this wedding day of your brother, or what changed in your career? I mean, a lot.
Everything.
Yeah.
That was the thing that made me want to be a musician. Like I had no real, I knew I could play guitar. I knew I could sing. Mm. I didn't know I could write songs. So that was the thing that kind of gave me the confidence to do it. Cause otherwise I was just going to go to university or get a normal job or, because I was like, it doesn't happen to people like me and where I'm from and stuff. So yeah, it just kind of gave me that drive to do it. And then the wild ride since then has just been insane of the last, yeah, 8-9 years of, mm-hmm. of writing songs, writing thousands of songs and playing hundreds of shows and just all the ups and downs of being in music and, yeah, my personal life. And it's just been, it's been insane. It's the best thing that ever happened to me. So even when there is like bad times, I'm so grateful for just everything, because I'd be so lost without it, because I can't do anything else. Like, I literally have no other skills other than singing, playing guitar, and writing songs.
But that's a pretty huge skill.
It is, so. Yeah, that's the thing. It's mad that I've been blessed with this talent.
Yeah.
So it's good that I have this.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll learn to do something else.
Okay. So in the last time, your music style changed a bit. How comes that?
I just wanted to start having more fun.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was it. Like, I was, I was on tour last year, and everyone kind of knows me for these like big ballads.
Yeah.
And I love that. I love writing ballads, but my kind of little guilty pleasure thing is writing just big pop songs, like upbeat pop songs. And
perfect for energy.
Exactly. That's the thing. It's like perfect for energy. And that was it. It was like I was on stage last year on my European tour, and just looking out at the crowd. I said this before, like, and although they're not bored, I was looking at everyone being like, this must be so boring. Like, I'm just played a ballad, and I'm like, you know what's next? Another ballad. And it was just that for about 7-8 songs in a row. And I was only really having proper fun when I was like really playing guitar, really just like jumping in the crowd, doing stuff. And so I came off that tour just like, right, I want to start writing like real upbeat music, because mm-hmm. if I can just play a bunch of these live, I'm going to have the most fun. And yeah, Hungry Heart was the first song I wrote of those upbeat pop songs. Mm-hmm. And yeah, to have that as my first kind of radio song back, and it just been, everyone seems to love it, is cool, because it's like, it's a big thing for me to make that step from, yeah, making these kind of mid-tempo melancholic ballads into now making like real pop music. And
yeah.
The fact that people are loving it is so nice, because it's a lot of fun for me.
Yeah. We're talking about the song in a bit, but I wanted to ask again, like, if you would describe your music era you're in now in 3 words, what would it be?
Fun, experimental, and actually, you know what? I'm going to scrap that. I'm going to say not taking it seriously.
Okay. And like with the, I don't know how you call
not
it.
Not taking, oh no, that's 4 words.
Yeah.
Not taking serious.
Unserious.
My English is not so good today. I apologize.
And mine neither. It's not my mother language. So all good. But you said like there were a lot of personal reasons for you.
Yeah.
Like changing your music style. But in general, like my last interviews I did, there were a lot of artists like saying, okay, I want to make happier music. And it's not only because of personal reasons. I think because the world right now is a bit shitty.
Exactly. Like,
and maybe that's a reason too for you.
Massively. I think like, I don't know, in a world now where like everything is taken so seriously, and there's like wars going on, politics is crazy, like it just, it makes sense for me to just be like, right, I don't want to be stuck in that world. I don't want to be stuck in that world of just like sadness and heartache and all this stuff. And I was just like, right, if I can just have a bit of fun amongst all of that and provide a bit of fun for some people, it's a lot nicer. Like I've become like a very positive person over the last couple of years.
That's good.
And I probably spent, yeah, like the first 25 years of my life being the most like pessimistic, like anxious, sad person.
Yeah.
And now I am in this like era of like just enjoying life, and I want it to represent that in the music.
Yeah. What is the the most, what do you say, difficult thing about being an optimist?
I don't know. It's probably, I was going to say like the expectation of being an optimist, but I guess I kind of like to live with no expectation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot easier being an optimist than a pessimist.
You think so?
Yeah.
Because I think it's easier to be a pessimist, but I would say a realist.
Mm.
But I expect always the worst thing.
Yeah.
And when it turns out good, I'm even happier. And when it turns out bad, I'm like, yeah, I said it.
Yeah, yeah, true. I think for me, like, I go into everything now just being like, it doesn't really matter what happens. Like, even with releasing music or writing music, it really doesn't matter to me what happens anymore. It's like, if I get like the worst news ever when it comes to music or in life, I'm just like, right, there's going to be something else. Like, mm-hmm. And also with every good feeling that passes, and with every bad feeling that passes. So I'm never in any moment for too long. And it's like, if I wake up super happy and all this amazing stuff is happening, it's like, it never goes to my head. Because I'm just like, right, that goes, that disappears, like.
True.
So I think it's the balance of just like being okay with whatever outcome, and I'm super happy when the good outcome happens, and I'm okay when the bad stuff happens.
Yeah, but as you said, there was a really good outcome with your song Hungry Heart. Let's talk about that one. Just describe in your words what it is about.
It's about, yeah, being kind of stuck in your own head a little bit too much, and just being kind of like scared to live life and hoping that someone or something comes along and is just like, right, I'm going to take you and I'm going to show you how to live life, and I'm going to show you how to be in the moment and really live it. And that was exactly what I wanted from life in January last year when I started writing the song. And that song also took around 6 months to write. It was the longest I've ever spent on a song, because
mm-hmm.
I guess as I was writing the song, I was starting to live what I wanted in the song, and so it kind of got put on hold a little bit, and it became harder to write because I was like, now I wanted to find that thing or that person or these people that kind of taught me how to live life, and then I became the person to teach myself how to live life. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's just about that. It's just about like being in the moment and having a good time and not thinking about the consequences of something.
Yeah. You said it's a song to scream in the car.
Yeah.
And now, okay, the thing is, 1 hour ago, I checked your Instagram again. And I saw this video because I wanted to ask you what kind of car driver you are, but you don't have a driver's license.
I'd say if I was a car driver, I've driven a few cars in my life.
Yeah. Illegally. Yeah.
But I'm a very cautious driver. I feel like even if I had a license, I'd be very cautious.
What's cautious again?
Like
chilled?
Yeah, like I don't like fast cars.
Uh-huh.
I don't like going fast in a car. Like those sorts of things where I'd be very like wary of all my surroundings and
Yeah,
I think that was why I didn't get a license for a long time, because I was just like scared of the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I'm looking to get a license.
Really? You want to do it in Berlin?
I'm going to do it in Berlin.
Oh, that's going to be pretty hard, I guess.
Yeah, I know. Like
driving in Berlin makes me insane. I hate it so much.
And everyone I know that drives in Berlin hates it.
Yeah. And everyone is so pissed.
Exactly. That's the thing. I don't know what kind of driver I would be. I might be the most, it might just bring out all the anger inside of me that's disappeared.
Yeah.
And so you never know. Or I might just be like, look, I don't care. Someone crashes into me, I'm like, look, don't worry, it's my fault.
Yeah.
Like, you never know. So
true.
But yeah.
But I think if you do it here, like, you can drive everywhere.
Exactly.
Like, if you can drive in Berlin, you can. Yeah.
And I like to be thrown into the deep end with a lot of things.
Perfect. Yeah, you drove a car illegally in your music video, right?
Well, some would say illegally. I say we did it for the art, you know.
Yeah, and there's a special person on the next seat of yours. It's your girlfriend, right?
That is my girlfriend, yeah. So I begged her to be the girl in the video.
Ah, you like she wasn't like in the first place. Yeah, I do it. You had to beg a bit.
I think in the first place she was like, yeah, I'll definitely do it, and because I can't act as well. Like I'm the worst actor in the world. So I was like, right, if I'm gonna be the star of a video for the first time, I want it to like, yeah, have my best mates in it. Wanted to have my girlfriend in it, so it just feels like we're just out having a good time, and there's also a camera there, and kind of that's what it was like. And then probably a week before the shoot, she was like, I'm not an actor too. I don't want to do it. And I was like, please, like, I don't really want to get a random girl in the video and pretend to love her when I actually love this girl. And so, yeah, she agreed to do it. And she had a good time. She loves it.
Yeah, you both had, right?
Yeah, it was really nice. Like, just super, super easy.
Nice. So what else can we expect music-wise in this year, maybe?
I think just a lot more upbeat music, like a lot happier music. I've been texting today with everyone trying to get the next single finished.
Mm-hmm.
And but again, that's super, super scary. Like Hungry Heart is doing so well and people seem to love it. And now, I'm trying to keep up with it. Yeah. It's like trying to beat that or get the same level as that as song-wise. And
yeah.
I think I have something, but it's a bit different. So it's like, but it's fun. That's what I love is like kind of coming with something. I think it's even more upbeat than Hungry Heart. It's a lot more, it's a lot bigger vocal-wise. And it's definitely, yeah, it's got some country vibes in it as well. Ooh. I think, yeah, there's a lot of like kind of country-ish melodies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is it a thing now, like country? Because I immediately think of Beyoncé.
Yeah. I think I've been like a massive country fan for, I don't know, probably 3 or 4 years now.
Oh.
And
in Germany, that's rare because here no one actually listens to country, I think.
In the UK as well, it's the same. Like, it was like my guilty pleasure for ages. I wouldn't tell anyone.
It was a secret.
Yeah, it was like a proper secret. And like now I mention country songs or country artists and everyone's just like, yeah, I love that. And it's now become, especially in like the music world, people just love it. And I feel like my songwriting has adapted so much, because if you ever look at my like on repeat on Spotify, it's all country songs. So it's just my melodies now just become so country. And but I love it. Like it's probably my favorite type of music now.
Okay.
And so everything kind of goes, it's definitely still me.
Yeah.
But it's got like this little kind of, I don't know, it sounds a bit country.
Like, yeah, as you said, when I ask you for the three words, experimental, like, yeah.
Exactly.
You cross your boundaries or your whatever, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, exactly. I'm just having fun with like,
yeah,
with making music and experimenting with like different sounds. And
nice.
Yeah, it's cool.
Sounds good. But can you like say exactly if there's an album coming this year or the next single, when
I've got so many songs kind of ready to go, and
it's hard to decide then.
It's really hard to decide. It's like, yeah, I'm about 70% there with an album, and I always say it's kind of up to the people when they want an album. And because I'm like, right, if you want an album in a month, I can get you an album in a month. So it's like, because I love that hustle of like getting things finished and getting things ready. So it's, I think if there's a big enough like demand for it to have it this year, then it's ready to go.
Okay. Yeah, let's see. I'm excited.
Yeah, me too.
And yeah, maybe the last question, what do you wish for yourself for the future?
It sounds super cheesy, but it's like just to carry on this like happiness that I'm feeling. Like my music career could end tomorrow, and as long as I'm happy, I'm fine with it. Like I'll just do something else. And it's like I can still write songs, I can still sing, and so it doesn't matter for me anymore. It's just more like enjoying everything and just carry on enjoying everything.
That sounds so good, and that's something I like achieved in my life as well. Like, yes, happiness is key.
Yes. Like, if I don't have that, I'm finished. So
yeah,
that's my number one.
Nice one. All right. Thank you so much, Declan.
Thank you.
That you were here. And yeah, have a great year.
Yeah, you too.
Life.
You.
Thank you.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de.